Hey guys, what's going on? Happy New Year 2022. Let's rock and roll. Welcome back to Cancel This, Uncensored and Unafraid. So, 2021 was very interesting year. We had the border crisis. You know, illegals just sort of coming over, not really sure what to do. You know, they're overwhelming the border patrol. You know, then we have Let's Go Brandon, that sort of turned into a crazy headline when, you know, talking about NASCAR, but, you know, F. Joe Biden was somewhere in there. One of the better catchphrases. What else did we have? We had the Dolphins streak that just ended. Seven losses, seven, you know, wins. First time that happened. Then America just going crazy. You know, they just, if we don't want to abide by their rules, they call us racist. And move on. That is crazy. But in 2022, do we get better? Or is this the start? Right? Every time you turn on anything, you know, you turn on CNN, you turn on MSNBC, and, you know, all of those super left-wing media. And don't get me wrong, right-wing, you know, the Fox, they have their stuff going on. But they pretend that Joe Biden is just doing an excellent job. You had Speaker Pelosi on there saying that he's just the perfect. He's just perfect. Lady, at what? Perfect at what? Don't worry, I'll wait. No, he's not perfect at anything. Do you see what's happening? I went to the store and, you know, I'm not freaking 16 anymore, so, you know, I don't buy pizza rolls, but, you know, sometimes my wife likes to indulge in some of that saucy pizza goodness. And I was looking at the price of a bag, and it was like $14. And I was like, dude, this is crazy. You still got gas up. You know, freaking anytime you go to the store, you know, it was used to be $5. Now it's $9. Used to be $11. Now it's $20. And you're trying to figure out, you know, like, what are they doing about this? And then when people ask questions, they just call them stupid and say they don't know what they're talking about. They never explain anything. They call them stupid. They call them racist. They say they don't know what they're talking about. Right? Like the CRT. No, you guys have no clue what CRT is. You know, critical race theory. And then they never say what it is. They just tell us that you're stupid and you don't know what it is, but then it's not being taught. But then they said you're racist because you don't want it to be taught. And so, you know, now are they teaching it? Are they not teaching it? Same thing with, you know, your VP on her high horse. Hey, guys, we've been to the border. No, but you haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe. I don't know where you're getting that. Guys, like, this is the person you want representing America? Freaking, you know, first off, I was rats off a ship. Thank you, Tobin. From the beginning. Because if you look at just her career before this, you know, her being a powerful attorney and then judge, and just the way she treated people, not overturning cases, you know, putting innocent people in jail. This was a problem from the beginning, guys. But because she was a quote-unquote woman of color, free pass, I guess. You know, here, you know, like, we know you're probably not going to be good at this, but we have to put a woman of color in there, so yeah, I guess you'll do. It's not like we had any better candidates, right? And so, you know, when you take a look at some people, like, you know, I probably wouldn't have voted Democrat, but I would have been tempted if Tulsi Gabbard had been a primary. But that's neither here nor there. Either way, you freaking put somebody in office, and then every single time she's so incompetent that she has one interview, they catch her off guard, and, or, you know, like, is, you know, as off guard as you can be caught when they throw softball questions at you. But they threw her a softball question and she fumbled it, but she wasn't prepared. All right, and then she goes back on another interview and they ask her the same question and she's caught off guard again because she has no clue how to answer any of these. Guys, this is a huge problem. You know, the people on The View on their, you know, dumb high horses, you know, with, you know, a different number of things, whether it's the Let's Go Brandon, you know, whether it's the Joe Rogan, the tranquilizer thing, saying, you know, and him saying, you know, like, I wouldn't take the, you know, if you're a healthy young kid, you know, like, you might want to think about not taking the vaccine, which is nobody's business anyway. You know, that stuff's between you and your doctor. And, you know, if you're an adult, like, who, that's between you and yourself. Like, I don't know how we've gotten so far down this rabbit hole that, you know, you're supposed to be somehow protecting people, which is what, like, which is what they made it, you know, like, because, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, some people would take the flu shot, some people wouldn't take the flu shot. I know people, you know, myself included, who have gotten the flu shot, and literally, that, like, if I could think of what death felt like, then, you know, that was the closest thing. And people who were just, you know, they, not for me. And, you know, nobody had a problem with it. But now, all of a sudden, people are getting the same kind of sick. They're having the sniffles and, you know, the, you know, maybe like a fever, you know, that lasts a couple days. You know, just like ordinary stuff. And now they want you to get a vaccine, you know. It seems like, you know, every other week. Because they just go, oh, well, you know, that vaccine, oh, there's a new variant. Oh, here's the Omegatron. Oh, here's the Super Megatron. Like, and you're trying to figure out, like, okay, like, now you're just going to be getting, you know, vaccines for the rest of your life? You know, from something that doesn't affect many people anyway. And the crazy part is, you know, they're saying that in order to go back to normal life that, you know, everybody should get the vaccine. But even the people that get the vaccine and they get the second dose and the seventh dose and the 25th dose, like, they're still getting it. They're still contagious. It literally does nothing. So, you're telling me that somebody without a vaccine can get the virus and can spread the virus. And then somebody with the vaccine can get the virus and spread the virus. But yet, they should get the vaccine. Why? Because now it's just like, if you get the vaccine, it'll make you more, it'll make you more equipped to deal with it, than, I guess, the people that aren't vaccinated, which seems very weird because, this is like, we care about the stuff that you guys do. When nobody cares about all the chronic issues that we deal with that are reversible, because there's nothing that's going to stop you from getting sick, right? Viruses, they replicate, and, we can create all the vaccines and all the medicines in the world. They're still going to replicate, and we have to figure out a way, if they're figuring out a way to put it in a medicine or a pill, and, you can take it to make your, to ease your symptoms, I'm sure most people would be all for that. But, to get a vaccine to stop you from having the sniffles seems very outlandish. And the fact that they're saying that everybody should get it and, it should be mandated, even though you could still get it and give it, who cares? You won't be protected. Well, isn't that my decision? What are we talking about? If you want to die, right? You freaking heard Joe Biden just, in a press conference, if you want to die. And it's like, dude, what are you talking about? If I want to die, dude, you guys are freaking force-feeding us freaking Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Cookie Crisp and donuts and McDonald's and Burger King and Taco Bell and, all of this garbage, which is adding to, most of our chronic diseases and ailments. But, we're not placing any sort of ban on those. Those guys are still, serving food at the rates of collecting billions of dollars from, the people. And so, but when we get the sniffles, and I know some people, I don't want to say everybody gets the sniffles because obviously, some people get it worse than others, but that's anything, that's the flu. Some people get a cough and they start coughing up blood and then they die. That stuff is, maybe it's controllable, maybe it's not, but I think that as an American citizen, we should have the right to say, I don't want to get it, or I do want to get it. If you want to get it, all power to you. If you don't want to get it, all power to you. Right? Because that's what this country's about. That's what America's about. And, we're literally allowing, these government officials to dictate, our freedoms. Because people get sick and, some people die, which has happened from the beginning of time. People get sick, people die, all the time. Right? So, what about the chronic diseases, the people dying from diabetes, and the people dying from, different types of things like blood clots and, other different chronic diseases that are, you know, some and most are preventable. What about those? No, but we're focusing all of our time and energy and effort on just saying, hey, you know, everybody should get the vaccine. Here, we're going to put this out. No, man. And, you know, for most of the people that I talk about, most of the people that I talk to, they really were sort of rats off a ship. Thanks, Tobin, again. On, you know, as soon as they were just like, oh, no, we need to mandate it. Because, you know, then it's like, hey, why are you guys pushing this so hard? Which is definitely a fair question. Because if this was good for us and, you know, you thought people should get it, then you should have just sort of let that be an option, correct? Except now, it doesn't seem that way. It seems like we are forcing people to get this, we're forcing people to get this vaccine, you know, and there seems to be no sort of clear indication on where we're going. You know, we know where we've been, you know, this has been like the last 2 years and really hasn't gone anywhere, you know, like quote unquote, you know, nobody's really dying anymore, but yet, you know, we're still trying to mandate vaccines, looking to the government for, you know, God knows what reason. So, yeah, either way, let's move on from the vaccine talk, because I just don't care. I do care about the topic because of the rights being stripped, because of the fear that is taking our world by storm. But I don't care in the sense of, if you want to get it, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. Simple as that. Simple, simple, simple as that. And so, for me, I think that this country needs to sort of figure out if this is where we want to go, right? Where our country just dictates, you know, what we can and can't do. You know, where we can and can't go. Because, you know, a lot of people were thinking that, you know, most people, you know, if you're on just the, you know, like if you're on the anti-vaccine part of this, you know, portion of this, that, you know, like you're just sort of an anti-vaxxer or, you know, like whatever they want to call you. But they don't take into account that, you know, a lot of current conservatives, even, you know, if they've gotten the vaccine, you know, they still are, you know, they still believe in, you know, liberty. They still believe in rights. And they still that believe that, you know, in free will. And so, you know, the fact that you want to get the vaccine should have no sort of, you know, it should have no bearing on whether I get the vaccine or not. You know, if you want to get the vaccine, great. You know, but, you know, forcing somebody to get the vaccine, You know, even, you know, and this was, you know, from beginning to now, they keep just switching the narrative. I'm sorry, guys, I'm staying on the vaccines a little bit longer. But they continue to switch the narrative, because at first it was just like, oh, you know, like if you don't, you know, want to give it to anybody because your friends and your family, they're going to die. And then they're like, oh, well, you know, with the vaccine, you could still give it to your friends and family. And then so now it's just like, okay, so, well, you want to get it now because, you know, like, you don't want to die from it. And it's just like, dude, when you hear some of the stories, and I think for the most part, the vaccine seems like, you know, like you take it and, you know, your arm hurts for, you know, a day or two or whatever. You know, you may feel lousy. And then you just sort of return back to normal or whatever. And, you know, whereas several stories have ended in blood clots, they've ended in people, you know, going numb in limbs and all sorts of weird stuff, you know, that, of course, the media is not going to say anything about. But, you know, doctor and people have, you know, and just regular civilians that have taken it, you know, have come out and said that. And so how do you know, like, you know, like if you're going to be one of them? And so that's why I say that, you know, if there's no bearing on, you know, you giving it to somebody or, you know, you getting really sick from it, like, then, you know, you should have the right to choose, you know, without foreclosing on your home and getting fired from your job and, you know, going through hell just because you don't want them to stick a needle in your arm. Like, that's just crazy. And so, either way, moving on to freaking, this Biden character. You know, he's, gone through just a lot of crap. You know, well, no, that's backwards. We've gone through a lot of crap. And he continues to not think that everything's okay. Everything's sunshine and rainbows, and nothing really matters. When we know that everything is sort of, not sort of, everything is crazy and out of whack. This dude, you know, they gave Trump, you know, the cognitive test, but for some reason will not give him the cognitive tests. He is in decline. He's like, you know, the cognitive decline is there. People can see it in the middle of press conferences. He's just, you know, he's like losing his thought of, you know, he's losing his process of thought. He's just like, dude, you know, dude's not there. And then what we thought from the beginning was, okay, he's definitely super old and, you know, not like a Trump old, because whatever Trump's on, like, they need to give it to him. But they had in mind that, hey, you know, like, if it doesn't work out, you know, we put Kamala Harris in there, and she's been such an epic disappointment that they're like, oh gosh, you know, we thought we could do that, but we obviously can't do that because she is not good. She is incompetent. And at this point, you know, she's not really sure which way's up. Every task they give her, she bombs it. She bombs it. The freaking border incident. And then freaking Biden on his high horse and, you know, giving all the weapons to the Taliban. We literally are, like, arming the Middle East, or I guess we just leave guns in random places, call it an accident, and move on, right? Guys, this is crazy. This dude ran and was like, oh, yeah, you know, we're running on unity, and, you know, I'll do this better, and I'll do that better. Just look at a couple of years ago when Trump was in office, all the things that he was doing. And then look at now. Do you feel like your life's gotten better? Right? You know, gas is almost up, you know, freaking $2. Food is up, you know, inflation everywhere. You know, you can't buy a home. You can't rent a home because inflation is so high. You know, freaking child care is going up. Child care expenses are going up. I don't know if any of you have been to the store, but there's basically nothing on the shelf. You can barely find a new car because of all the chips and whatever nonsense is going on. They're trying to build, you know, they're getting gas from overseas when we have a perfectly good pipeline, you know, that was up and, you know, ready to rock and roll when Trump was here. And a lot of people don't understand how that just, like, how that affects, you know, us, right? Because people just feel like, you know, whatever goes on in, you know, the government, you know, like, they either feel like they're not, you know, they don't care because it doesn't affect them, you know, they're not watching, you know, they just sort of, you know, like, you hear Obama talk and you're just like, oh, okay, well, you know, at least he's a smooth talker. You know, you don't pay attention to, you know, like, the things that Obamacare did. You don't pay attention to the fact that, you know, he also handed just pallets of cash to the Middle East. No, because, you know, he's a smooth talker. He, you know, goes about government business as always. You know, nothing's really public, but all these random weird things happen. You know, when he was in office, gas was also up, inflation was also up. And then you get, you know, this guy who comes in and sort of like a bull in a china shop. And he's just sort of knocking everything down and he's sort of displacing where things are. And, you know, and it rattles, you know, and so, you know, bringing so many things to light. And, you know, people, they really didn't like that. And, you know, he, mannerisms weren't the greatest, you know. He was hilarious, you know, on Twitter. Could have talked to people, you know, a little better. But he actually, you know, he was doing stuff, you know, for the black community. He was trying to get rid of all the welfare programs. And a lot of people, you know, like, a lot of people might say, okay, well, how's that good if he's, you know, stopping them from getting help? But that is good. Because, let's break this down a little bit. Right? So welfare is put in place, you know, to be able to, you know, help a lot of those families out. But it also holds you hostage. So, Tell me, how does it hold me hostage? Because they say, okay, in order to live life, you have to depend on the government for things. You can't work. You know, like, have more children, we'll give you more money. And you're stuck depending on the government for your whole life. So, whatever they say, you have to do because you lean on them. And so he's like, no, we need to get rid of these programs and we need to put these people back in work. So what did he do? He created jobs. He brought more jobs over here. And then he said, hey, you don't have to work for welfare because look, all of these positions, there were actually more jobs available than the people that wanted them. He was doing so, like, he was actually sending money to the communities and having such a big impact on the black and brown communities that nobody wanted to pay attention to because all they could say was, oh, okay, he was racist, and that's, like, yeah, that's just what it was. When, in actuality, no, this dude knew business. He knew what it was going to take to get us there. And he did that. So, no, that was something that, yeah, that was, he actually wanted to do things. And he did them. Because I'm looking back, and the country was coming up to where, like I said, there was so many jobs that there was more people, or there was more jobs than the people that wanted them. And so you look back at that and then you go to now. And it's just like, okay, so, you know, the pipeline that we were going to build that is, you know, that can bring jobs, saves us money and gas because, you know, it's being built through our homes. No, we're going to go overseas and you are going to have to pay extra for that. Oh, well, thanks. You know, obviously talking inflation because that's where it hits most of us in our pockets. Anytime that we have to pay extra for just regular items, things that we need, things that we eat every day, you know, things that we use every day, that's when it starts to hit us. And, you know, I don't really feed too much into, you know, the whole, oh, you know, this amount of people doesn't like Joe Biden, these type of people don't like him, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't really care. You know, it's all about you being able to see that, you know, this dude is not doing anything for you. And the country is so much worse off. Dude, it's been a year. And it is literally, it's almost the opposite of what we were doing. Where everything, you know, like, market was rising, you know, like, you could go buy homes, you could find apartments to rent, you could find cars to buy, you can, you know, without the, oh, hey, you know, like, is it a 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder, 8-cylinder? because, you know, I'm going to be paying, you know, $3.50 a gallon, you know. And then he goes, oh yeah, it went down an average of 2 cents. Like, dude, it was just one, you know, it was just like 160. And now, you know, like, it was 352 and now it's 350, and like, that's a win. It's like, no, man. You know, especially when I gotta go to the store and, you know, buy this freaking pack of hot dogs for my family that used to be, you know, $1.50 and now it's almost $6. This is crazy. So, you know, and now they're just turning everything into some kind of political thing. You know, whether it's Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, whether it's the CRT, whether, you know, like, where, you know, parents are just saying, yeah, like, we just really don't want these kids to be taught. No, you guys are dumb. This is not what's happening. Like, all of that, man, all of that plays such a huge part into, you know, why it seems like it's, you know, it's shifting with Youngkin. And then, you know, of course, you know, this is how you can tell that, you know, like, these people, they really don't care. Because anytime anybody black does anything now, it's just like, oh, you know, it's the first black person to do this, and it's the first black person to do that. And, you know, they have such open arms with people of color, right? Everything that they do is not bad. We want to pull the cops out of their neighborhood so they stop getting arrested. We want to do all of this stuff because everything is sunshine and rainbows. And then Winston Sears gets elected. And you guys can comment, because now I'm losing train of thought of what her position was. But either way, she was the first black woman. You know, she came over here from Jamaica. She served in the armed forces for us. Even though she was an American citizen, she was willing to lay her life down for this country. You know, and then she runs for, I want to say it was just like, gosh, yeah, I know it's so late, but I feel like I have it right on the tip of my tongue. This sucks. Either way, she runs for office in Virginia, and she wins, you know, and she's like the first black woman to ever win wherever she won. And there was no media coverage. The only people who covered it a little bit was Fox. And why didn't they cover it? It's because Winston Sears is not only a black woman, but she's a Republican. And they don't like that. You know, they just want to, you know, they want us black people to just, you know, be, you know, look to Mazda for saving, right? We look to government for saving, you know, with all the programs and, you know, all the free crap that we get, which is not really free, but they pretend it's free. It's just coming from the pockets of the majority of us, you know, so all of us who pay taxes. You know, we're the ones who are, you know, paying all of this, you know, money to people who sit around the house and do nothing. And I get it, you know. I'm also not, you know, just like, oh, you know, because I think the kids deserve it, you know, like, whenever people on welfare, it's not the kids' fault that, you know, their parents are taking money from us. But, guys, I hope 2022 is a better year for us. We can see the shift now. You know, more elected officials, you know, you can call it whatever you want on the right. You call it the red, Republican, conservative. But a lot of people are getting tired of the, okay, well, everybody's racist. Okay, well, I'm not talking to you if you don't have the vaccine. You can't go here. You can't go there without getting the needle. We just let everybody in the country, let everybody run free all willy-nilly. You know, there's no holds bar. You know, like, if you feel a certain way, that's just what you are. You know, if you want to be a dragon, go for it. You know, we've just gotten so far down this rabbit hole of just insanity that it's going to change, guys. I can feel it coming. It's going to change. I pray that it changes. Either way, I also know that it's going to get worse before it gets better. But be not afraid. Be not afraid, audience. Alright, so this is me signing off. Sorry I've been away for a while. Going to try and do this more consistently. But I appreciate all my listeners. Thank you for listening. I'm signing off. This is Cancel This, Uncensored and Unafraid. Your host, Anthony Newton, and I'm out.